Hello and welcome to another episode of the Boat Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. Perhaps this is your first time of listening to my podcast. What I do on this particular podcast is that I like to share lessons I learned from books. So I like to share things, amazing things that I got from books to you. So on today's episode, I will share five lessons I learned from the book Making a Difference with Your NYC. It was written by Francis Okoro. And I got this book from Okada Books. It's an application where you can get many books from. You can download the application on any Google Play Store or iOS for Android. And when you download the application, you get all kinds of books from there. But this particular book, I got it for free, so I did not have to pay for it. There are other kinds of books too that you can get for free that you don't have to pay for. And there are also others that you have to pay for. So today, for every Nigerian youth, you know that once you finish university, the next thing is the National Orientation Youth Service Corps, which is NYSC, popularly called NYSC. And it is a must for everybody, for every youth after the university. Without it, you cannot get a job and you cannot even further your education, because this program lasts for a period of 1 year, and after you are done, you'll be issued a certificate, and it is that certificate that you can use for so many things, like getting a job, or if you want to further your education, or if you want to do any other thing, or maybe run for a public office. It is this certificate that you are going to use. And it's so interesting that many youths go for NYSC because it is a must, because they know they don't have a choice. So they are always looking forward to the end of NYSC right from the very beginning, because they see it as a waste of time. They see it as, what's the use? I'll just go to a strange land where I don't know anybody. Because the aim of NYSC is that if perhaps you are from the west, you'll be posted to the northern part of Nigeria or any other part of Nigeria, you are not allowed to serve in your own region. That is how it was structured, but it's no longer the same as it was before. So for them, life begins after NYSC. They don't look forward to it at all. While some people actually make the best use of their NYSC, some don't. And yeah, I'm trying to convince you, trying to tell you five reasons why you should make the best and make a difference while you are serving. Number one is for you to change your mindset. You know, many youths come into NYSC because they believe that it's a waste of time, like I said earlier on, and they believe that it will stop them from actually making any meaningful impact in life. But actually, this mindset is what will stop you from making any impact, because you cannot rise above your thought level. So if you go into NYC thinking that it's a waste of time, it would actually be a waste of time for you, because you are not looking forward to anything. You are just looking forward to the end. You can decide to rise above your self-limitation, or whatever it is you think is limiting you, to make the best use of your time while you are serving your country. Look around you and find someone that you can mentor. Look around you and find someone that you can impact positively. And that leads me to my second point, which is make a difference in the lives of others. Because while you are serving, no matter where you are posted to, you will have to live with people. You will have to go to your place of primary assignments. You will mix with people. There you can see people that you can impact, people that you can change their lives. Probably from just counseling or mentoring, you can change the mindset of the students if you are posted to a school. Because most people that get involved in NYSC, they are posted to schools, public schools and private schools, mostly secondary schools. You can change the mindset of the students, especially if they're in the rural area. You'll be amazed the kind of mindset that some of these students have. You can change their lives with very little things. You know, use your knowledge as a graduate to mentor the students, and you will find joy at the end of it. Because when you look back after your NYSC, you look back and you're like, wow, I did mentor certain people. I changed the lives of certain people. You will be fulfilled and filled with joy. Trust me, you will be. Number three is that you can make a difference with your allowance. As at the time of this podcast, the Nigerian government pays 19,800 naira. as monthly allowance. It's popularly called alawi. We like to call it like that here in Nigeria. And I hear a lot of people say, it is very impossible for me to save while I'm serving. No, please just discard that mindset. It is very, very possible for you to save. It is possible for you to make great impacts with your 19,800 naira. You can save up with your allowance, especially if you are posted to a rural area, or no matter where you are posted to, you can, no matter how little it is, even if it's as little as saving 500 naira every month or saving 1,000 naira, just look around you, look at how you can manage yourself, because at the end of it, you don't know what will happen after NYSC. Probably the money you have saved up is what you are going to use to just maintain yourself for the time being before you get a job. You can also use that money to get something meaningful. You can save up to get something good for yourself or any other thing. And apart from that, you can also make impacts with your allowance. There are certain people that you can give money to. You can do empowerment program with your 19,800 naira. You can do so many beautiful things with it. You just don't have to feel that because the government is giving you 19,800 and everything, you must spend it on yourself. Because I believe that no matter how little, you can give back to the society. You can do what is good with your 19,800 naira. Another thing is that you can make a difference with your business. You can make a difference in the business world. If you must do this, then you must be ready to work hard. And working hard doesn't kill anybody, as long as you don't stress yourself and push yourself to the limit. Working hard does not kill anybody, especially if you are young. It won't kill you. You know, nothing is too crude to do. You don't know what you find where you go for your NYSC. No matter what you find, just pick up a skill that will be useful for you, either while serving or after NYSC, after serving. Look around you and find something to learn instead of you to just sit down and do nothing. And the thing is, for those who serve in government schools, you probably close around 2 o'clock. You can go from there and just find something to learn. While I was serving, I remember one of my colleagues who learned how to make, she's a female, she learned how to make male clothes while she served, because she said, oh, back home she knows how to make female clothes, but she wants to learn how to make male traditional outfits, and she's really good right now, and that's what she's doing even up till now. You can just pick up something and make the best use of your time. And finally, number 5 is that you can make a difference after NYSC. The author said that there are 2 categories of people after NYSC: those that ask God to show them the path to what they are going to do after NYSC, and those who don't. Those who don't consult God and those who don't ask God for opinion are probably those who feel that, well, after NYSC, I have one uncle or aunt who has a job waiting for me, one of the oil companies or one of the big companies outside. And those who consult God are probably those like me or any other average Nigerians, any other average Nigerian rather, who don't know anybody, and you're looking like, okay, what next? You are just confused as to, okay, what am I going to do next? I just want to urge you that it's okay to be confused after NYSC. It's okay to feel like, okay, I don't know what next to do. I don't know, am I going to find a job? Do I need to further my education? Do I need to do this? There's so many confusion that comes into the mind of an average Nigerian, you know, but I just want you to trust God and trust God. That's just the only thing. Whatever skill you have picked up after NYSC, put it in the hand of God and tell God to multiply it, and you'll be surprised what God will do with this little thing you think you have done during your service here. But please do trust God. And I hope that with these few things I've said, you are going to change your mindset. For those who have not gone for NYSC, is to change your mindset about NYSC to be better and to look forward to it, so that you can make the best use of your time. Like I said when I started this podcast, you can get this book on Okada Books and it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. Well, this is the size of today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.